Let's talk about swag before we even introduce the band. So now, because I want, before the people get to know who you are, I think they should know what you are.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Lars. I like to talk about swag. And since musicians don't make any money from their music, they have to get a lot of free stuff and sell it on eBay. It's a great way to make a living. That's what we do.
And so basically what you just got fitted for, we won't mention the brand. I can find that on eBay tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're working on our website for, it's like a little internet store.
All right, would you introduce yourself, please, Mr. Swag?
My name is Lars, I play guitars and keyboard, and I sing.
And I'm Christian, and I play the guitar, and I sing.
We're called Wolfkin.
Is it true that you were signed by the label based on one song?
Yeah, well, I traveled a bit with the label Boss, and I just started playing these two songs on the tour bus, and he got more and more into it. I guess it kind of tricked him into signing us.
What if he didn't like the? What if he signs you, and then he doesn't like the rest of the songs? What if you had two really good songs in you and you didn't have anything more?
Well, you know, when he heard the songs, he was always like, man, I don't know, you know. He didn't really say anything, he just like nodded a little bit, and then he comes like after and he hears the whole thing, and then, oh my god, since I heard those two songs, I just knew that we had to do this. And like.
So he was basically patting himself on the back for being so brilliant.
Yes.
You know, it could have gone either way, right? Brand New Pants was just released here, but it's been out in Denmark for 2 years. That's a long time to wait for a US release.
Yeah, we came out on it's a very indie label. It's a little label, and they had to get some an agreement with a distribution company in USA, and it just didn't happen until 2 years after.
But that's a long time. So what during that 2 years, did you just push it and tour a lot in other places? Now, it was released, where else other than Denmark was it released? And is this new release, which we'll get to in a second, because I know there's some changes that have occurred. Was it released in Denmark and other places at that time?
It was released in Denmark and Germany and Switzerland.
And Austria as well.
And now, tell me about this, because this is a remixed, recompiled, remastered album for U.S. release. Now, is this what I have here? This is not the U.S. one, or is it the U.S. one? I wonder. So, tell me what I missed out on and what's different, because, you know, some bands do completely change their stuff for the U.S., you know, and record companies also will turn around and say, well, you know, that single was really big over there, but the people in the U.S., and I've never completely understood that musical ears really are different worldwide, but I guess they are.
Yeah, what we did, we changed the set list, the playlist, and then we really, on one song in particular, we weren't satisfied with the way it was mixed, so we did that again.
We redid the vocals on that song, and then we cut some endings and made it like, we put it together in a new way, and then like some of the tracks had really long like tails, so we cut them and put in some things and just new ideas.
So you're not new to this. You were in other bands, obviously Junior Senior and Money Your Love. So how much, I know Junior Senior was released here quite a bit and made quite the splash, but how much of your other music was released here and how important now that Wolfkin is, you know, I mean, you're off to do, is it an LA showcase, but it's an LA gig, right? And you're doing a very short, but you're doing a very short tour here behind this. So this is kind of the brand new, here you are, it's just happened, right?
Well, it's really, really important right now. I mean, I've been wanting to put out, ever since we started, I wanted to put it out in the States and try that on. I mean, I really like it over here. And with my old band, we never got that far as to release in any other place. And this is really, really big for me. And Junior Senior, well, I was the guitar player, and it was kind of my job.
It was more of a job than it was your thing.
Yeah, very much. So this is really it for me. I'm really looking forward to this ride.
You recorded in Copenhagen and Mexico City. So did you choose to go so far away to work with Molotov to add some rap metal to the mix?
Well, it wasn't so much like that. I met Tito from Molotov Tito through other ways, and we started out, became friends, and then after a while we actually started recording some ideas together. It was just for fun, smoking a lot of weed and hanging out in the city, driving. But yeah, he has a really nice studio in a part of Mexico City. And I helped him out with some demos. I played the drums for his ideas for Molotov. And then in return, I got to record some drums on the Wolfkin thing. So I had my computer and I had my Pro Tools with me. So it was like...
took advantage of it.
I never did anything much. I always played music because it's my passion. And but I never got a deal or anything. I guess it's first when I met Lars, I got to really put it together. Was like we I just sat and played guitar in one room, and Lars, he would hear it through the wall because they were obviously paper thin. And then at some point Lars came in to me and he had a spare moment and he said, "Hey, can I record that theme that you're playing there?" And he tore it apart and put it together again, and all of a sudden it was a song.
And you've never been to South by Southwest before, so you've had a short stay here. Impressions, how insane?
It's awesome. It's really, Austin is awesome. It's got this loose atmosphere, and everybody is, you can talk to everybody, and they'll just start talking to you right back. There's no pretensions. And it's very different than, for instance, Denmark.
Okay, I have to read you something back because I can't resist your MySpace description. I'm just going to give you pieces of it. Exotic noir, Morricone America, classical singing and songwriting will hook you and hoodwink you, the real and the unreal. Aren't you just trying to tell people you're a rock and roll band and see if they'll listen to the record to discover it for themselves?
Well, that's what I hope that people will...
When you write something like that, you hope that people have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I guess pretty much. But also like to say that it's kind of different. It has layers.
The band name is menacing, but your music isn't. This is really, I was watching, and we'll talk about the videos in a second, but I mean, to me, I don't think you're afraid to say you're a pop band, are you? Would you be happy to sell 5 records, or do you want to really?
No, we wouldn't. We would really like to sell a lot of records and live off of music, because then we didn't have to go to work all the time to make money to be able to make music. So no, we really like to make it big.
So do you recommend forming a band with one of your neighbors? Should everybody do that? Should everybody just knock? Like, should my entire audience, after they hear this interview, go next door to their neighbor? Hey, you want to be in a band? We could call it, New Jersey.
No way, man. I mean,
bad idea?
Yeah, definitely.
Bad idea? Okay.
I mean, it's always like a coincidence that has a lot of points of, what is that word? Like, but no, it's like me and Christian met each other, and actually we have the same birthday, so we're like... these Taurus kind of weird guys.
So we've come up with a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between. And that's what we're going to fill the 40 minutes with.
Okay, I'd say These Are All Illusions. Do you want to choose the other one?
I'd say Vacant Heart.